Please be seated. Good evening, this surprisingly lovely day after the awful day we've had. Ladies and gentlemen and councillors, good evening and welcome to the extraordinary council meeting to consider two items of business relating to the appointment of a new chief executive. It says here, please be seated. I would briefly like to run through some housekeeping arrangements. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and the sound recording will be made available on the council's website. Under the openness of local government bodies, regulations, people may film, record, tweet or blog this meeting, and this is outside the council's control. If you are curious why councillors are looking at the screens, it is because a number of them are using tablet devices to access their agenda papers. I would also like to remind councillors and the other people attending the meeting that the fire exits are to the rear and to the side room. There are no fire alarm tests planned for this evening, and could I also ask that everybody turns their mobile phones off or switches them to silent so that the meeting will not be disturbed. Item one, apologies. I have apologies from Councillor Baines, Julie Bradshaw, Councillor Ranson, Councillor Shepherd, Councillor Tillotson and Alderman Stott. If councillors have any more apologies, please press their buttons to indicate. Right, item two, disclosures of pecuniary and personal interest. I will now call on the Chief Executive to report on disclosures of interest in the business to be considered at this meeting, which have already been made by councillors.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've received no disclosures, Madam Mayor.
Please indicate by pressing your buttons whether you have any other interest to disclose on the business to be discussed in this meeting. Thank you. I'm now moving on to item three, business reserved to council. Item 3.1 is the amended pay policy statement. I thought he'd be quicker than that. I call on Councillor Morgan to propose the item.
Good evening, Madam Mayor. For the reasons set out 1 and 2 on page 4, I move recommendations 1 and 2 for the reasons as set out also on page 4.
I second this, Madam Mayor, and reserve my right to speak.
Would like to speak, please press their buttons now. Okay. I call on Councillor Morgan to sum up. Oh, sorry.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It's a very important decision, decisions that we're making tonight, ones that are going to hopefully shape the council for a good number of years. It also requires us, though, to agree to spending a lot of money, taxpayers' money. So it's reassuring to see in the report reference to a review process for the new chief executive. And I'm hoping that in the future it will be a little bit more robust than they have been in the past. And so, therefore, I'd like to ask the leader and the cabinet member if it's possible, if not already planned, that a report goes to the Personnel Committee setting out the process for the review so that it's a little bit more transparent and open than it has been, Madam Mayor. And I think that would be reassuring not only for the Council but to the public in Charnwood and Loughborough. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Draycott. Are there any more? I call on Councillor Morgan to sum up. Oh, where am I? I've moved down. Oh, Councillor Barclay, you've reserved your right.
Go ahead.
Councillor Barclay.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. In answer to Councillor Draycott's query, within the last 3 months, there has been a recommendation put to the Personnel Committee about having a structured review, a PDR review of the Chief Exec, and we'll certainly be using that. And that was something that was discussed at the Personnel Committee leading up to this proposal. And certainly what we're putting in place now, I think, is actually a much firmer footing for going forward with the new Chief Exec and one that we'll be sticking to. Thank you. And urge everyone, please, to support this paper.
I now put in this motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? That is unanimous. Must you? I'm now moving on to item 3.2, appointment of the Head of Paid Services, Chief Executive, page 35. I call on Councillor Morgan to propose the item.
Madam Mayor, for the reasons 1 to 3 set out on page 35. I move recommendations 1 to 3 also set out on page 35.
I call on Councillor Mayer to second the motion.
Motion and reserve my right. Thank you.
If any councillors would like to speak, please press your buttons. Councillor Mayer. You've reserved your right. Thank you very much. I call on Councillor Morgan to sum up.
Madam Mayor, thank you very much. This is a very important step for this council, and I'm very pleased that not only did we have a very robust and very good interview process supported by East Midlands Councils, and I pass thanks to them and also to the officers within Charnwood who supported the panel, but also for those people I know who have at some point come across or have contact with our proposed candidate. I have to say we've received a lot of plaudits from those who have known him professionally, for the choice that we've made, and I think hopefully for all of us this is going to be a positive experience working with him, but also for him working with us. To have a Chief Exec who is a resident, as a long-term resident in the borough, hopefully will be a positive thing for us, positive also for our staff, but especially so for our residents. So I commend all of you to support this motion, and we look forward to working with our new Chief Exec over the coming years. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Morgan. I now put the motion to the vote. Could all those in favour raise their hands? Those against? Any abstentions? The motion has been carried. Thank you very much for coming out this evening. The meeting is now closed.